Okay, well, we can go ahead and get started because between the two of you, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I just posted in the group. And I was going to try to get Zoom set up, but I wasn't able to figure out what plan to do, so I'm still on the trial plan where I only get 40 minutes, so I couldn't try that out. So here we are. So welcome to our Practice Accelerator Mastermind. I'm really excited, and I think that if we switch this to Zoom, it is going to be a much more connected and nice experience. I did a small mastermind with a group yesterday, and it was just really nice to see everyone and connect. So let's just jump right in. Who of you wants to? We'll just share one success. Let's just stick to format. Share one success each, and I know you both have tons of them. I've been reading your stuff, and then we'll go into helping each of you to wherever you are in your launch and what you need help with. So, Jane, why don't you start?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Let me switch to my headset. Am I kind of echoey? Because I feel like let me switch. My mic keeps switching on me. And I go from one thing to another. So playback device. Here we go. I'm going to switch to my headset. And it's already on my headset. Yes. Okay. How's that? Is that less echoey?
Yeah, good.
Okay, yeah. Good. Great. So Steph just joined us too. Steph, hi. We were just getting started, and we're just going to do one round of quick 30-second share of success, and then we're going to go through and give everybody an opportunity to get support. So Jane, we're starting with Jane.
Okay, so the last I looked, I have 90 opt-ins for my three-part video series.
Woohoo!
Not bad for a dead list.
Not bad for a dead list at all. And I love the way you did it. Kind of woke them up before the thing was available, you know, rather than just, hey, here's this thing. You said, sign up now and I'll tell you when the thing's available. I've never seen anybody do that before, and I've never done that before, but I think it's kind of brilliant, especially for a dead list.
No, trust me, that was not my plan. I let them take over and do it. So.
It was very good. Yeah, so you got 90 people, and that hasn't even gone out yet. And I can post that series to the, so tomorrow is the official. So I wanted to wait until that was open. So I can post it to my Facebooks and my social media, and we'll put it in our newsletter, which is going to go out this weekend. And we'll go from there. That's great.
Great, thank
we
you.
We should be able to get you a couple hundred. That's why I was concerned if you had a Zoom account that only had allowed for 50 people in it. I think we're going to get more than that.
Yeah, the thing with Zoom, what's nice with Zoom is that you can upgrade any time. And then when you don't need the upgrade, you then go back to the old plan.
Oh, nice. That's
so
what I wanted
flexible.
To hear.
It's flexible.
Good.
Yeah, they're flexible.
Great. Awesome. Super duper. Okay, so Diane, what's one success you would like to share?
I finally got some professional photographs taken.
Yay!
Yeah,
I can't wait to see those.
I had a deadline of Friday for being featured on Cynthia Pasquella's revamped ITN website. And I had to provide a bio and a professional headshot, which I did not have yet. So it was like we kind of the deadline was 2 days from now. So we had pictures taken yesterday. They're not glamorous, but they came out pretty well, and we're pleased with them. Deb's going to be sending you one of both of us. We had him take a couple with us together, so you can have it for the webinar.
Great.
So. Yeah, that was kind of huge for me. I want to let you guys know I may be spending a good part of the call muted because I don't know how the timing's going to work out, but we have somebody coming over to look at the water stain on my bedroom ceiling, and they're scheduled to come between 2 and 3, so I don't know if there's going to be a lot of noise or, you know, he's got to go up in the attic and stuff like that, and I don't know when he'll be here. So if I don't respond because I'm muted, it's because there's stomping or banging or whatever.
Okay. Okay, we'll just move on if we get that. Great. Thanks for the heads up. Thanks for the heads up.
And I can always post comments on the Facebook page if there's something I need to say, but there's like somebody loud upstairs or something. So
okay. Fantastic. That's good to know. That's great to know.
Yeah.
So Steph, and then I know Lisa is not going to be here today. Her daughter arranged something. Her daughter was in town, so she wasn't going to make it. And Allison was stuck in traffic. She sent me a Skype. So it's the three of us for now. And I haven't heard anything from Chet, so I'm not sure if she's going to be actively starting these calls now or if she's going to wait until we do our one-on-one in September or October, whenever it is. So, okay, so Steph.
I think I'm still a lean, mean content writing machine. I think that's my celebration.
Yay!
It's not much, but
no, it's huge. Done. It's huge. That's awesome. Like, a lot of people sit there with a blank sheet of paper and can't do it, so congratulations. Good.
Yeah, sometimes that's me, but not right now. Yeah.
Good. I love it. I'd love to have that stretch of time to just be able to, you know, spend 8 hours straight doing content one of these days. So, okay, let's just go around and see how I can support you. I'm just going to set the timer for 15 minutes, and then that will give us time at the end, but that will also give us time if Allison makes it or Chet makes it in. So let me get my timer up, and I have a clock, and it's the stopwatch, right? Is that what you do? No, timer. You do timer 15. I'll do it for 14. No, yeah, I'll do it for 14. That way we have a warning. Okay, so Jane, you're up.
Okay. I'll try to do this without tears.
Okay.
I'm in overwhelm right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. Take some breaths. You know how to do that. How can we support you with that overwhelm?
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things I'm actually this is where the overwhelm's coming in, is that I've decided to re-record these videos.
Uh-oh.
yeah, exactly. Because as I'm, you know, this is all new, right? So I what am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to lead into the next one? How am I supposed to market to the this and that and whatever? Luckily, they're short, and I did it on purpose to keep them short. And they're really basic videos. There's nothing super extravagant about them. But I wanted to make sure that I was, leading, because it's kind of an introduction for me and for Boomy Health, and I didn't do enough of that. So I felt the need to go in and do that. And also I have a couple questions. It's not huge, because luckily all my script is pretty much written. So, that's the hard part. I just have to make a couple of slides and then video it. But a couple of things regarding the video series is I just kind of want to ask you is that when, because I have the three videos, when do I announce the actual webinar? When do I do the invite for the webinar? When do I say, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a live webinar? Do I put it at the, in the first video, or do I wait till the last video?
Generally, it's mostly spoken about in the third video, but you could make reference, like say you're starting to explain something and you go, well, this is a short video, so we're going to explain it more on the webinar. Don't give dates, though, because you don't want to date your videos, right?
Oh, don't. Okay.
Don't say it's going to be on Thursday, because if you want to use these again next time, then you have to re-record them. Right? And if you want to make it evergreen,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to be able to, you may decide you want to re-record them anyway, but if you don't, you want to be able to use them. I've got some videos from Before Begun that I've used like for 4 years. I'm going to re-record them this year, and I say that every year, but I've been using them because I just say, oh, come to the webinar, but I don't say when. So just say, oh, and I'm going to go in really super depth on blah, blah, blah on the webinar if it's appropriate. So if there's an appropriate spot in any of the first or the second, then absolutely insert it. But on the third is where you're more promoting people to go there. And you're also kind of – the third one is where you're sort of laying out your strategy. So you're really setting them up for wanting to get into the program because they know they can't do this on their own?
So we're doing differently because we're actually a lot of the people, well, not your list, but a lot of people at least that were invited to the webinar so far were from my list. And so we did it in such a way because people knew me that we actually, I put in there to actually introduce the cleanse. And also if they needed more information, then go to the webinar. Is that a bad idea?
Where did you put to introduce the cleanse? Where did you say that?
On the third video. On the third,
video is fine. No, the third video is fine for that. Because the third video is really
where
tell me more about that. What do you mean by you're making two offers?
I'm making, there's two actions. There could be potentially two actions. Either they're signing up for the cleanse right away, or they're going to join
Webinar. Generally not. I wouldn't do that on the video because it can be confusing.
Okay.
So
how do I do this?
Here's how it's usually done in the standard product launch formula that tends to work in the way I've been doing it, is in that third video, you're introducing the whole aspects of how this cleanse works and how important it is, but there's only so much you could give here. So I'm going to be doing a full webinar training on this, on how, you know, I do this. I'm also going to be introducing and giving you details on how you can sign up for my cleanse. The cleanse, and so I can actually guide you through this.
So why? I guess I don't understand why I'm not giving them the opportunity to sign up for the cleanse right away, if they know me and they just want to sign up.
So do you want to have
to another webinar?
Picture of the. I mean, you certainly can do that. We just have to do it in the right way that it doesn't confuse the people who don't already know you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to figure this out.
Right? So you always act
yeah.
as if they don't know you. You always treat everybody as if they don't. You can always send a separate email to those who do and say, hey, I'm going to give you early registration, give you the opportunity
to register
doing
that.
Early. Yeah.
Yeah, we
yeah,
are doing
Yeah, but I wouldn't
that.
Do
yeah.
it with the videos because you want to keep it straightforward. And I'd love to hear Steph chime in here and see what her experience has been and what she's done at several trainings on this as well. So, Steph, your line's open, so come on and see if you have any thoughts on this. But I just want to – you want to keep everything crystal clear because you might scare away the people who don't know you. And that's who you're trying to attract in is a lot of people who don't know you, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through me sending, whether it's through others in INE sending.
So how would I scare them away by offering them –
Well, you tell them you want them to do two things, right? So right there on the video, you're going to say, hey, sign up. So if that's the approach that you want that third video to be, then you have to make sure you give them enough information about it because if,
yeah,
enough information and enough connection with you that they're going to feel safe signing up. Otherwise you might scare them away too soon without having that deeper connection. It's not going to happen to your folks. Right?
Yeah, no, but it's not going to happen. I know that I'm not going to get in that much detail on this video, which means that I need to focus on sending them to the webinar.
You focus on sending them to the webinar. You can always follow up with an email to the people who have already been on your list. Make sure they're tagged that after that video is released. That you can say, hey, I just want to give you as a, you know, former client, whatever the relationship is, I just want to give you early notification because we're having some, you know, if you can give them an excuse, like we're having some early sign up bonuses or I'm going to throw in, you know, some extra something just for you because you've been with me so long. So please sign up now because once after this early part, then it's open to everybody and then, you know, we won't be able to give you that same.
Right.
Something
okay.
like that.
Right.
That's
so,
how I would do
but
it.
But I can actually mention the cleanse and talk about it and talk about how people feel on it and all of that.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's the purpose of that third video is to get them hot
okay.
and they're like, okay, I want this thing.
So,
you want to get them to the point where they do want it, but they're, you know, they're not ready to part with $200 or whatever it is to do it. So
okay.
they want to learn more.
Okay, so the action item is for more information, come to the webinar, and that's the one action. So I won't mention the action of actually signing up.
Right, right.
For the cleanse.
Right. And,
okay.
And you're not going to make them sign. Are you going to make them opt in separately for the webinar, or because you will have a separate opt-in for it, because you have to for me, and for everybody that's new. So are you going to
Everybody that's new. Everybody that's new. Actually, I don't know how they're doing that, to be honest.
Right. You need a separate opt-in for that, because you're going to have people sign up for this series, and you don't have to have them sign up for individual emails.
Yeah.
You can just
Well, they have a button. Yeah, there's a button at the bottom to sign up for the webinar.
Okay, good, good. And yeah. You're still going to send the information about the webinar to everybody who signed up for the videos, even if they didn't explicitly sign up for the webinar. That's what we do. But anybody that explicitly signed up for the webinar may not have seen any of your videos. That's why the webinar gives you the opportunity with a lot more time to go into a lot more depth, and you're there to answer their questions live.
Yeah, yeah.
It creates a connection. Now, some people do this without doing a webinar. Jeff Walker generally does it without a webinar. He does three videos, and then he does a fourth video, which is basically him talking through the sales page. Like, it's long. I personally, I don't like that, because I don't watch those. The videos tend to go, oh, yeah, I'll watch it later. Yeah, I'll watch it later.
Yeah.
Whereas I do come to webinars, because there's real connection. So that's what I find. And when people will get hundreds of people who are sitting there all the way to the end on a webinar, whereas the videos, when we watch the stats, not everybody makes it to the end of the video. There's something about that live connection that keeps
people. Well, I like the live connection anyway, and I do better with the live connection. So
yeah. Yeah, but you're getting them all hot and heavy because that's what they call in Jeff Walker product launch terms, they call that the blueprint. The blueprint video. So you're actually saying, well, this is how we do it. We've talked about all this. This is really how we do it. And come to the webinar for more details about it. And I, good or bad, I would always say to people about Before Be Gone, like, I'm going to give you everything you need. I'm going to give you here's the list of things you need to do. But you're not going to do it on your own. I know how it goes with people. So I'm also going to give you the opportunity to have me guide you through. But if you want to do it on your own, I'm going to give you what you need, the steps you need, not necessarily the guidance, the support, the mentorship. And that's where your cleanse is so unique, and that's where you really, on this webinar, you've got to talk about how important it is, how little things can go wrong along the way. And if you're just out there doing it by yourself, like reading the book and going, okay, next, what do I do? And then something goes wrong, you don't know what to do, and you may land in the emergency room. So we don't want that. That's why we do this. And you may not want to say emergency room, depends on how you feel about it, but you end up at the doctor's office, wondering what the heck went wrong here. Whereas we're going to be here to support you every step of the way. And if you're not ready to do a particular step, we're going to stop you and we're going to give you some alternatives, really like make that support piece is what they're paying for.
Right. Right.
And make it really clear. How dedicated, how supportive, how you've trained these people, how you've got these people who've done them multiple times. That's the piece you're going to really hone in on. And that's the level of depth you're not going to be able to get to as well on the video, because they're shorter videos. But you will get to that what's different about this is we're supporting you every step of the way, and we'll give you all the details on the webinar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope my video series isn't too light, but it's very basic,
I have mixed feelings, and I'm going to share my experience with the video series. I've always done the short ones, under 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 6 minutes, whatever. And all of the other, like the way that product launch is done, and a lot of these are B2B kind of businesses, is the longer videos, right? The 30, and really giving really great in-depth information. But I find that a lot of people don't watch them. We've been watching video stats.
Yeah.
And there's a small percentage that make it to the end. Whereas if I see this 6-minute video on, how to improve your product launch, I'm going to watch it to the end. If I see it's 30 minutes, I may watch it for 5 minutes, put it aside and say, I'll watch it later. And of course, never get back. So I have mixed feelings, and people in this in your niche, which are brain-fogged, fatigued people, busy, overwhelmed, they don't want to watch a 30-minute video.
I'm trying to keep it around 10. I'm trying to keep it around 10 minutes, and I think that's even long.
Even that's pushing it. But if you keep them engaged the whole time through, and your constant message throughout your videos is, you can do this. You can get over this. You don't have to live this way. And constantly giving them that hope that there's something I can do. Wow. And it's not that hard. Wow. And I can do this in a couple of weeks, a week of prepping and a week of doing it. Wow. And I can get support. Wow. You know, so by the end of that last video, you're leaving them with this feeling of, holy cow, I want to know more. And by then they're ready to sit down with you for an hour on a webinar.
Okay. All right.
Right. That's the feeling. That's what you're trying to get to. And it takes, now you're not going to get it perfect the first time.
No, I'm not. I'm not, and I'm a Virgo because I want everything perfect, and that's why I'm freaking out.
I mean, I've only gotten three people to actually sign up on the webinar and go, what the heck did I do wrong? This is, I think, the first time I've got the traction that I've got where, like, oh, my God, 30 people, 40 people just signed up on the webinar. Holy cow, that's kind of weird. But it's practice, and doing your offer the whole bit. So don't be so hard on yourself. Do the videos, get it across. You want them to feel you. You want them to feel how much you care. And that's, if I get feedback more than anything else, it's I feel how much you care. And that's what got me in here.
So I just looked at my stats. I got 123 clicks.
Very good.
So far.
123 clicks and 90 signed up?
No,
you have the sign up. That's 123 signed up from your email. Yes, because it's automatic.
For the video.
Right.
Yeah, for the video series.
And you have an opt-in set up for that, so I can send people to it, right? Yes, we were working on the opt-in.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So make sure I have the link to that and the link to the opt-in for the webinar. So make sure I have those so I can get them because we're getting our stuff together for new
stuff. I already gave that to you a couple days ago.
Okay. I'll dig back, and if I can't find it, I'll ask you for it again.
Yeah, I'll have to dig, too.
Oh, my God.
No. Those links have to be right somewhere at your fingertips. Put a little thing on your desktop or whatever, because the next step is you want to go out and share with everybody on IME and any group you're in and on Facebook. And you want to plaster those links around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Other,
you can do this.
Okay. The other question I have is my products. And there's a part of me that is going, oh, my God, why am I even doing products? This has set up a dynamic that has made this so complicated I can't even describe.
Yeah,
my oh my gosh, it's so amazing. My dilemma right now is that I don't know when to introduce the products. Do I put them on my sales page or do I wait till they've registered and then introduce the products?
You wait till they're registered and then, but you disclose on the sales page that what's the minimum amount of product they have to have to make this work? They don't need a lot of stuff, right? They need apple cider vinegar. I mean, there's certain things, right?
Yeah. They don't. They could order anything from me.
Right. But they don't need an enema kit. They need something to soften their stones, but that could be vinegar, apple cider vinegar. They don't have to get a supplement. Enzymes are helpful, but so think about what's the minimum that, you know, to make this cleanse effective, the minimum extra investment is going to be for materials is going to be, and it could be like $15 because all they really need is the enema bag. And it could be a range. And then after they've signed up, that's when you say, hey, to make this easier for you, here's the list of the things you need. To make it easier for you, I've put together kits. Most people find that they don't want to go traipsing around looking for it. They just have me send them the kit. Makes it easier. This is what you can do. But minimally, you need this enema bag, and here's where to get it. Or I can send it to you. So if you have different levels, you can send them just the enema bag. You can send them the basic kit and the advanced kit. Basically, that's it. That's all I would offer.
And that's what I did.
They can't order individual supplements for you. They can't say, I want this one, but not that one. If they want to do that, send them off.
Well, actually they can.
But why do you want to make it that complicated for yourself? Because then you have to have some kind of order for them.
Okay.
Was he late for everything?
Well, they just picked.
Right, but so if you're I don't know how that's making it. Right, if you've got, do you have an order form where they click and then the order comes in and you decide what they're sending them and they send it? Is that it?
No, I'm not quite sure. We're trying to work this out right now, but they will register and then it will somehow pop up that there's. I actually have two cleanse kits already put together, and then they have the option of ordering individual products. It's like a store.
Okay, and do you want to deal with it that way? Do you want to deal with putting and then the shipping and all that? You want to deal with that?
Well, I already am. I already.
All right.
I already am. Do it. I already am. So it's, and I want to move this product.
Okay, so then you have the order form thing, then it's going to come in, and then you have to have somebody that's there to see the orders as they come in and immediately put them in boxes and send them away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eek. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's a lot of work. Yeah, so that but you're doing it yourself the first time, and then after that, what you're going to do
is going to go to
fulfillment. So you'll know. It's always best to do it yourself. As pain in the ass as it is, it's always best to do it yourself the first time. Yeah.
And that's what they recommended. I just wasn't sure about when to announce the product. I want to say something, but.
Yeah, say it in there that there's some extra products that can make it better, but the basic is it's going to cost you with the cost of this program plus minimally an extra $15 to get an enema bag. There are some products that we suggest over time we've learned that are very effective, and we'll let you know what those are, once you're registered. And give you a real easy way to order them. That's all. That's all I would say. And then once they're signed up, then they do it. Mark Hyman, when he did his cleanse, I was watching it's a blood sugar cleanse or something. And he would sell the program. You paid your $97 and then, or $297 or whatever it was. And then on that page, he goes, oh, well, we have these kits. And he had like three different kits and you could customize your kit or choose your kit or whatever it was. But it was only after they signed up that they got access to that page.
Okay, that's what they're recommending to me, so that's why I wanted to ask. I wasn't sure how.
Absolutely. On a page, on a sales page, it's always best to have just one option. Some people will do the regular or the VIP option. It's really better to do just one option and then offer VIP or kits or whatever as an upsell.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
You're good. Let us know how we can support you. Make sure everybody gets the links. Make sure that you start to really get the buzz going around your set of resources.
Yeah, the affiliate. I'm hoping the affiliate links are going to be going out here in the next couple of days.
Good.
So I have to find out. I'm not quite sure. It's been a little sketchy on dates around here. There's so many things that are flying.
There's so many moving parts. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just
a lot
keep
of
coming
parts.
Back to your breath. And coming back to your trust.
Yeah.
And coming back to know that done is better than perfect. And it is not going to be perfect, even if you strive for it to be perfect. There's no way. It's against the laws of the universe.
I think what I'm concentrating on now is just making it real. It's just coming from that place of passion and just pretending that I'm in the room with them again.
Yes.
One-on-one.
Yes.
And that I'm talking, that it's not too scripted, that I'm just talking me. So that's pretty much it. But it's late, but I actually found last night, an editor who is actually a really good friend of mine who is phenomenal. And I was like, where have you been for the last 2 months? And why haven't I put a document in front of you? And I have hope that she's going to be able to help me, if not with the end of this cleanse, but in the future, to help me edit documents, because the person I hired she's not that great.
So that's good. You're learning all the little pieces that you need to learn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
All right, thank you. Great. And let's just give Jane a lot of love and support here. Diane, I heard some rumblings in the background, so I did mute you. But I'm going to, if you're quiet in the background, we'll have you go next so that we can, unless you're muted on your end now. But raise your hand if you're not, raise your hand if you're not ready to go now, if you want to wait because of the noise.
I'm ready to go. I don't think it was noise in the background here because I had myself muted until about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, yeah, because I heard something. I heard a voice in the background, and when I muted you, it went away. So anyway, no worries.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
Oh, it was Allison. Allison said it was her. Allison is on. Hi, Allison. Okay, good. It wasn't.
That explains
good.
It because it was like that, there was nobody in the room except
There's
me,
nobody
Allison.
There.
not even the cat.
All right, so I'm going to set my timer again. Yeah, so you're in the middle of the, you're actually got a lot closer. You've got less than a week here, so let's talk.
Yeah, and Dev said, can I give you a list of technical things? And I'm like, yeah, and then it was like 10 minutes before the call. I said, so did you write down your questions? And she was like, oh, crap. So she has
Well, she and I have been emailing back and forth, so I, you know,
I
haven't checked my email yet today for anything from her, but.
Yeah, she said when it comes to the reminder emails about the webinar, for those that are, I guess, already registered, those reminders will be sent through Instant Teleseminar?
No, you guys have to set all those up. No, you have to set them up through your monkey, whatever it is, MailChimp.
So whether they're registered or not registered, we set up the reminders through MailChimp.
Well, so there's two sets of mails you're sending out. One is to people who aren't registered, and one of them is to the people who are. So once people register, and even whether they register for Gift One, I saw you guys got really sophisticated, and that was awesome. You have a separate opt-in for each gift, and then you have a nice page that shows all the gifts, and then you have a separate opt-in for the webinar. So kudos. This is awesome. And you want to make sure that all the people who did not register for the webinar but registered for one of the gifts get the information about the webinar, that, hey, the webinar is happening, here's the date, all you have to do is show up, and they get that link. For all the people who did register, I like to do the day before, so that would be Monday, the morning of, and then the hour before, so it's three reminders that say, hey, you're registered for this webinar, it's happening, it's tomorrow, here's your access link, and here's the time, and here's the phone number, whatever. You know, see you then. And then you do the same thing the next day and the same thing at an hour before. It'll say, hey, it's happening in an hour. I can't wait to have you on. Here's your benefit of coming. You're going to really simplify gluten-free, blah, 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 whatever you're going to say. And then you give them the link again.
Okay. So send specific reminders just in case somebody only opts in for one of the free gifts. Make sure we remind them about the webinar. Okay.
Yep.
Dev is still hoping to work out kinks with Webinar Ninja for the follow-up webinar she's doing with Steph. And that system actually has a place to set up the reminder and follow-up email. So she's really hoping that'll work. And then we're going to have two different offers for the webinar. We're going to have a document that's going to talk about some of the gluten myths, which we're going to give free to all live attendees. And
great.
So do we need to provide that to you to post during the webinar?
Give me the link and I will put it up. And at the right time when you want me to put it up, I will go into my back end and just put it up for you.
Okay. And do we then need to provide a link to attendees in a follow-up email or just...
Well, you won't know who attended and who didn't. So if you are explicitly saying this is a bonus only for people who attended live, then that's the only time that they see that link.
Okay, so during the broadcast. Okay, and so what we're going to also have available is the... We're still trying to figure out how to rename it, but the special dessert smoothies that she's created... they're going to be free if the attendees register and purchase the program within 48 hours. Now, do we then provide that through MailChimp or One Shopping Cart?
That's provided as part of your delivery of your program. So once you've got these people who register, you've got, say, this list of 20, 30, 50, whatever people who register for your program, then you're going to be delivering your program. Hey, it's week one. Hey, it's week two. Here's all the stuff. Then that's just part of it. You'll have, I don't know how you're hosting it. We haven't talked about that, how you're going to host the pages for it, the links for it. But wherever that is, you'd have a thing that says bonuses, and you'd have that bonus listed. But if it's just the people that do within the 48 hours, then the better thing to do would be at the end of the 48 hours, if you already have the link, at the end of that 48 hours, you just write an email to everybody that's just registered for the program, and you say, hey, guys, thank you for being early adopters. As a result, here's a cool, super smoothie recipe book, and you send them the link in an email through MailChimp.
Okay, so that, yeah, see, that would be a good way to do it, because that way we'll know who those people are instead of having to make sure we have a distinction between the people who do it within 48 hours and people who
So I would say if 48 hours is like that's Thursday night, then have an email that goes out Friday morning. So basically you'll give a little grace period, right? They'll have the extra hours overnight because you don't want to be nitpicking. And then everybody that signed up by the time it goes out on Friday morning, you just send it to the list of people who are signed up. And then you're done. Then you have to deal with it. Then if anybody asks, you can always say, oh, here it is. And
But, because that was why Deb had said, since we're doing it in the evening East Coast time, she didn't want to have the deadline be midnight, because she didn't want, you know, there's the whole, you know, building scarcity and whatnot. But she was already thinking if people on the East Coast, you know, they might decide not to bother because they don't want to be, because I've done that before. If it's a webinar at night and they're like, well, if you sign up by midnight, it's like, I'm tired and going to bed. I'm not signing up for.
I know. I have mixed feelings about it. And we oftentimes extend the deadline because there's so, like last night, my team was up until after midnight answering people. And they're like, did I get it? Am I in? Oh, my link didn't work. And how do I do this? And we basically had to tell a lot of people, look, we'll call you in the morning. We'll give you the bonuses. No worries. Because when you do create scarcity, it gets to be. So 48 hours is fine, especially this is your first time. They don't know you. They're going to want to sit with your sales page. They're going to want to really, really understand the offer before they say yes. So, don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's what we thought was better. And we also figured that would be the really good incentive to definitely have that one for the time to get them, you know, give away the gluten myth little report, you know, just for anybody who signs up. But it was like, if we really want them to sign up for the program, hold out those smoothie recipes, because those are damn good recipes, you know.
Right, exactly.
People want to get those. So
exactly.
Okay.
If you're going to be doing a follow-up webinar with Steph, think about another bonus, or you can offer that same bonus for people who will sign up then.
Okay, yeah.
And but here's the thing, you always have to keep in mind whenever you're doing this sort of stuff, if you offer a bonus to everybody that signs up by a certain time, and then 2 weeks later you offer another bonus for anybody that signs up, everybody that's already signed up always gets every new bonus that's added. So the person that signs up, the first person that signs up, any new bonuses you add throughout the whole thing, they get every single one of them. So that's the thing. You don't ever want people to feel like they're penalized by signing up. Well, last time, you know, I signed up the first day and I didn't get that cool bonus she offered on the last day, so I'm going to wait. You don't want that.
Right, that's a good point, because I've seen that on the live stream. Those, like the JJ Virgin hosts, those all-day things, and then If the more people sign up, they unlock more bonuses. And if you sign up early, it's okay. You get all of the late bonuses.
You get everything.
So, okay, that's a great point. Thank you. That's an excellent reminder. So, and these calls are recorded and posted on the INE website, right? These mastermind calls?
Just go to that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Under calls and recordings, it'll say, yes, absolutely, all these calls are recorded.
Okay, good. because I just wanted to make sure that in case I wrote something down and it's not clear later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have the recording.
Oh, yeah. And it's just for you guys. Okay. It's not on the general page. So if it looks like it's on a general page, we have all this back-end tagging that makes sure that only you guys see it. So.
Yeah. So I think that's it. And, I'm really glad for that little reminder. So thank you. And then I will let her know about, we can see about coming up with either a separate bonus or, you know, something else. But, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I've got it, and I'm going to let her know that you liked the way she did the opt-in. That will make her very happy, because she has been working, like, a little bit every evening for the past 2 weeks, you know, at least an hour or two, like, every evening.
You know, the thing I don't remember seeing is the sales page. I know I have the slides, and I'll go through those, and I'll give you any feedback as to changing those. But I don't see a sales page.
The sales page is, I think, going to be her project tonight that she's going to be finishing, because it is almost finished. What I saw, it looked fantastic. There were a couple more things we needed to get into place, I think a few more links. And since I have my small group ERC call with Steph tonight, she had set aside this evening aside to be basically spending the whole evening working on all the final details. So yeah.
Okay. So let me just when I heard you say the word links, it raised a red flag for me. On a sales page, the only links there should be would be to the buy buttons. So I just want to reiterate say links. Yeah, that's what you mean.
Yeah,
hopefully.
I think I mean something else, but I'm not sure what the word would be.
Okay. Okay. Good.
There are a couple of things. It was wording, because, like, we didn't know how long the one document was going to be, and she was going to have either, like, the number of gluten myths or the number of pages. So, yeah, it's not links. It's links.
I see. So some of the little details. Good.
And
she knows to take all the buy buttons, that you have multiple buy buttons on a page. Jane, we can talk about that again, too.
I reminded her of that, because I was like,
strategically.
How many calls to action do you have? And she was like, well, I think there's like two. I was like, no, can you add more? I said, you need to have more than that.
More than that, and then you always at the end, so that if somebody's just scrolling on down, that there's a buy button at the bottom of the page.
Yes. So,
I mean, you
have
to have your privacy or whatever after. Yeah.
I had reminded her, because I know that Isabel had been working on something that the template she had, you know, she was limited by what she could do, and she was like, no, Deb said, no, I can add as much as I need to, it's fine.
Right.
So I said, okay, make sure. So, yeah, we had already, and I think she said she's going to try to get the sales page to you tonight. I'm not 100% positive, but I think she said she was going to try to send it tonight. We've been having a lot of technical issues, slow internet, it's Mercury retrograde,
we're all
dealing with it, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and so the plan is to get it to you tonight, I think, or very early tomorrow, so.
Okay, yeah, well, it won't make a difference whether it's tomorrow, because I think I don't have time till tomorrow evening to do anything with it anyway, and tomorrow evening and Friday and the weekend, so,
so
I'll get back to, and I just to reiterate for Jane, I got about halfway through your, I don't know how far I got in. I copied it into a email and I made some things, but I didn't get all the way through. And it wasn't that it was late and I wasn't very fresh anymore. So,
are you looking at the website page or the link that I sent you?
Whatever link you sent me, I clicked to that link, and then I was going from there. So if there's something new, send it to me.
No. I want to make sure it was the link and not the website, because the link is where we're making our changes. I'll send it to you again.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to send it to you yet, because it's actually, don't even read it anymore, because I will send you a new one.
Yeah, send it to me when it's updated.
Because
I gave you a bunch of changes, and then you said this other woman is looking at it too. So
yeah, exactly. So let me let her, you know, do her magic on it.
Yes.
And then I'll send it out there. And I did see your changes. Thank you.
Okay, good. Because a lot of the changes were things she'll probably catch anyway. It's just the, you know, making the the sentences flow nicely instead. Because, you know, when you read a sentence that is awkward, you're like, what did that mean? But, you know, it's just changing the phrasing of prepositions and things like, or the word, the order of prepositions and stuff that make it flow. Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing that. She's actually really good at it.
Okay, great. Perfect. Okay, so back to you, Diane. What else is on your list? We're that's the 1 minute warning, but we.
Yeah, no worries. No, I think that was it. She had very specific questions, and that's what we wanted to have addressed today, because, you know, things are getting so close. Everything else is well in hand. We're basically just putting, you know, the last few pieces together and going from there and trying to have as much in place before, you know, before the weekend as we can. So.
Well, yeah, and if you want, we're going to do a newsletter on Sunday. So I need links to put in that newsletter for both of you, but especially you, because your thing is on Tuesday. So I need to make sure that I have the right link that I'm sending people to, that they get into your sequence and that they get their welcome email that says, hey, glad you signed up, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so you want the links for the opt-in sequence?
Yeah.
And
the opt-in and for the webinar.
And for the webinar, okay.
So yeah, and any of the if I have the right link to send them to any of your gifts, I can make, you know, as I'm writing what I'm going, and oh, you can download this little beautiful recipe here, or opt in. We're going to do a webinar together on Wednesday or Tuesday.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to make sure I put a star by that so that all the different. That sounds good, because, yeah, I'm glad you said that, because when you were talking about it to Jane, I was like, oh, yeah, I need to ask her what she needs for that, because we need to do that for this weekend's newsletter. So,
well, you also need it. You have people who said they'd promote for you. You have to get them their affiliate links.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you don't know who sent people, and you can't pay them their commissions.
Yeah, and the people who are doing it have – their links. Some people are just promoting. Some people are doing it as affiliate. And yeah, that's
perfect.
Done. So
okay, then get me my affiliate link too. And I don't care about getting a commission. I mean, for any of you, I really don't care about getting a commission. I just want to track how many people I've sent you.
Sure, that's great. Yeah, we'd love to know. So yeah, okay. So an affiliate link to you. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Now, when you get big and, you know, you're offering big programs and it means a lot, I'll take some extra cash. But this time, no. And I know what it's like to go through this. And I just want to track how many people I've generated.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. No worries.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's go to Steph. Hi, Steph.
Hi, I'm just back and forthing with Lynn about some questions for Canadians in the CMDS. I'm wondering if I could go last. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we'll
want to help them out and come.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
absolutely.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So Allison. Oops. I just muted you. Sorry. Public. There you go. You're public.
Okay. I'm
echoing.
That's why I sent the Skype message to say I realised that Natalie talking and was before I'd muted it. hello, everybody. Hope your weather has settled down, Diane. Great to hear all your voices. My celebrations are that I found a VA who works with Coaches Console, so she's going to set up my system with lead pages. My challenges are, at the moment, my course itself has consists of some overview, pause and connect. But basically, my new VA has suggested we call it PUNCH, or we have the acronym PUNCH for pause and connect, understand, nourish, cleanse, and then H, rather than how I had it, which was energize and sustain with two further sections. So I don't know
Tell me those things again. I love when there's an acronym. So tell me again the number, but what the P means. Say it slowly.
PUNCH. So pause and connect, understand, so if they have an understanding, they're more likely to maintain the changes, nourish, and cleanse. And then the last two sections were energize and sustain. So they were energized to reactivate and add vitality, and sustain is to have to maintain the system going forward. And I'm trying to think of an H word to cover all of those. We could have, say, harmonize would be one thing.
Yeah, I like harmonize. So positive, understand, nourish, cleanse, and harmonize.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that could work. Does anybody have any input on this? This is for Allison's menopause program, and it's, you know, what do we have a name for the program itself?
Well, one idea was the 5-step punch to overcome menopause. What I originally had was, I was talking about embracing menopause naturally. Then there's also menopause success system, because I'm the hormone success doctor and I wanted to have sort of menopause success system, stress success system, and then a tagline for each one.
I like that because you don't have to incorporate the punch into it. The punch can be this, you know, the acronym for your system. So your menopause success system is punch.
Yeah. So I like having the... Thank you, pardon?
I like your acronym, Allison. I just want to say that.
Oh, good.
Thank you. I do, too. I think it's great.
Yeah, I was really pleased. This VA, her name is Kim. She is just full of bright ideas, actually.
Oh, that's great.
She's come up with some great ideas. One thing, she wants to just have one free gift and then the others delivered as additional bonuses. But the whole point is to have three things advertised to my network in the way that we've talked about.
Bonus, yeah, so the way, the reason, you know, I'm just going to respectfully disagree that there's a system for doing launches that has to do with giving people a series of value and a series of free value. You can do it the way Jane is doing, which is announcing that she has this series. Here's video one. Oh, now here's video two. Now here's video three. And they just sign up once for the whole series. And that's where you drive all your traffic to that one. You could do it the way that Diane and Deb are doing, which is basically, here's this free gift. Here's this free gift. Here's this free gift. Here's the webinar. And then everybody is funneled into the sales system. That's the, you know, more complicated in the back end way to do it, and I don't recommend it at the beginning. So I would say that I would have those three pieces and position it that, hey, you signed up for whatever gift one was. Keep your eyes on your inbox. In a couple more days, I'm going to be sending you this next piece and this next piece. Or you can position it as a, like Jane did the gut, whatever she called it, gut thing series. Or I called mine the digestive, whatever I called it, gut mastery, the key to the practitioner's key to optimal health or something series. So, but I think that having the three gifts that you're giving away that's building community is the best bet.
Right. So it sounds like what she's suggesting is the same as what Jane's doing, in that it's she was suggesting a series that follow on through the emails. Because it's less complicated and we've got such a short lead time.
Less complicated to do multiple opt-ins. So I see what she's saying, but you still want to house it all the same way. Take a look. Can you post, Diane, in the NEPA group, the link to your page where everything is housed? So it's all in one page. So you want it all together. So you want a place where when they sign up, they get to go there and they get to see this, and you can actually have it be so that you send an email and then 2 days later you say, hey, I sent your second gift is coming. So the first email is like, you know, sign up to get these three gifts right? Oh, your second gift is here, and you give them the same link again to sign up to get it for those who haven't. And then, oh, the third gift is here, it's blah, 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 and you send them to the same place to sign up. And that's what I think Jane is doing, because she's got three videos and she's going to release them one at a time. Is that what you're doing, Jane? You're going to release your videos one at a time, right? You're not going to give it all at one time.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah. So Jane will say, hey, sign up for my three-part series, blah, blah, blah. And then she'll write another email a few days later. Hey, video two of my three-part series is now available. Make sure you sign up. And now video three is. And make sure you sign up. Well, she's actually doing it in her with a click in her Infusionsoft, but that's just implementation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're saying, I just want to make sure that she's saying the same thing, that you are announcing each of those gifts, but you're just sending them to one place to opt in, but the delivery is all going to be on the same place where they'd be linked to. First day when they go there, they're just going to see the link to the first gift. 2 days later, they're going to see the link to the first and the second, then the next day, the third. And that's what happened with the way Diane and Deb did it, was they actually sent out their email, and I went there. Oh, cool, I get it here. Oh, the second time they added the second gift. Oh, the third time they added the third gift to the page. And they actually did it with separate opt-ins. But, like, I told them, whoa, you guys are getting sophisticated, because that's, you know, that's another way.
Yeah, so I think that she wasn't thinking of doing it like that, but I was, if you know what I mean. So we'll have to talk about that.
And that doesn't make it any more complicated than what you just said. I don't know what you mean as a bonus. Oh, you just signed up, so here's a bonus. No, you want to send that email out to everybody who didn't already sign up, because you never know what's going to strike them, right?
That's what I said to her. I said, you know, the three different gifts may appeal to different groups of people.
Right. Right. And you could still have it be one opt-in that says, hey, you're going to get this and this and this. Sign up here. But I think that I think that it would be shortchanging you to do it in any other way. And it's not any extra work on the back end. It only becomes extra work on the back end when you have a separate opt-in for each one.
No, absolutely. And then a friend of mine is doing a menopause talk to a load of Lloyds Bank employees next Wednesday, and she wanted to be able to put my website up. So I suggested instead she have one of the free gifts. So we need to have one of the free gifts ready for Wednesday for her to be able to display on her PowerPoint presentation. So that's really great.
That's pretty great. Do you have the gift done? Do you have the first one identified? I know we talked about this. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. The first one was going to be the smoothie recipe. The elixir recipe.
Yeah.
But I was thinking maybe I need to turn it into five to make it make more sense. But we'll see. So I'm still working on that. I'm still working on the sales page.
Okay.
And what I did have was the elixir recipe, the five symptoms you wouldn't link to menopause, and five unexpected five unexpected tips for managing menopause that you wouldn't expect.
Then to connect them all, something a kit.
Yeah.
Like the whole series of gifts is, call it a kit, the menopause success kit.
Okay. So they're like my stress busting kit.
Like your stress busting kit only is the menopause success kit, right?
Yeah.
Right? And the menopause balancing elixir recipe, the tip. So, and then one opt-in for the kit. And then we're going to be releasing each of these pieces one at a time. So check back in a couple of days. Today, and then when they sign up, you go, oh, here's, you know, go here. And then the email would say, hey, you just signed up, and here's what's available.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're going to call it is pick an. Thank you, Bob.
Say it again. Say.
I was going to say it's quick and easy menopause balancing elixirs.
Yep, that's fine. That's fine. But see, if you're going to have
one opt-in
for all three of them, then you have to tie them together. Sign up for my Menopause Success Kit and you will get the Menopause Balancing Elixirs, the 10 Tips You Never Knew About, the sign up here. And that makes all your bullet points. That makes it a real simple opt-in.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the page, you go, the first one's available. You could have it be all of them available at the same time, but it creates more of a reason to email people. And when they get there the first day, it says, hey, you know, check back in a couple of days. We're going to be having this available. And then a couple of days later, you send them an email and say it's available. While you send another email to your list, it says, hey, I just announced the second part of my Menopause Success Kit, which is this. So go here and you'll be able to download the recipe and this. Go here. And then when the third one's available, you have the excuse to write another one, but you always refer back to the other gifts in the kit.
Yeah. And with the 10 symptoms, would you expand on them? So it's a couple of pages.
I would. I would make it pretty, you know, so you'll have the 10 and one of them is like a pretty font and then you have a little paragraph about it. And then the next one and then the next one. So you probably could do five on a page, make it a 2-page document. When you do that, make a cover for it if you can. Like, you know, just design a pretty cover. And then what we always do is the front cover, the second page is always our disclaimer, this is copyrighted information, blah, blah, blah. You know, the standard stuff. You can look at any of mine to copy it. And then it would have your website and have any identifying information that you want about yourself. And then, not about yourself, but about, you know, your website, the legally stuff. The third page would be the kit. And then the last page is about Dr. Allison.
The bio.
Yep.
Okay. And both of those documents would be laid out like that. So they both have a cover and a bio and a copyright disclaimer and everything.
Right. Yeah. And then you can have a 3D made of it so that on the delivery page, there's all it is a picture of the little 3D icon. You could do the same for the elixir. Yeah. You can do the exact same for the elixir.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a little hefty document. So anytime anybody's downloading something from you, it's got, all your information in it.
Yeah. Great. I like that.
Because that way, if somebody shares your stuff and sends somebody a link, you don't care because it's always going to come back to you. And you might even include the opt-in, the opt-in that got them this gift. Maybe include the link to that opt-in in the document so that if they do share it, people are going to come back and want the whole kit.
Yeah.
You know, for the complete Menopause Success Kit, go here.
Yeah.
And you do that on the last page.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, and that way when you do give the link at an event like that, it's not just you're sending them this little, because you want everything that you put out there to be a walking marketing piece for you. So it's valuable information, but it's always going to be marketing for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What else? Anything else?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Good. Well, send me stuff as you get it. I'm happy to go over it.
Yeah.
And if you send it, the best way is actually to send it an email. For some reason, the chat VIP thing isn't notifying me when people put that there. So I know that Jane and Diane have been, or Deb actually has been doing it for Diane, have been just sending me stuff. And as quickly as I can get back to it, I can just respond in an email. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. You guys are hot. All right. Steph, you good?
Yes. Okay. I'm good, and I'm off of mute. All right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, great. Thank you for working with Lynn. I don't know what the issues have been, but I know we had a lot of Canadians asking questions. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, they just want to know what testing they can get here, and the short answer is no.
Well, can't you do stool biohealth? Can't they do biohealth and Dr. Steve?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So the we can't do doctor's data because like Direct Labs doesn't ship here, and if they're not a licensed practitioner.
Oh, but what about Genova? No, Genova. No, they won't. Metametrics used to. Metametrics used to.
But I don't think we can order that unless we're.
But no, they can. If they're in the program, they can order it through me. I have a site set up for that. They just go to the thing and they order it like they're a patient, and we send it to them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. So we had to kind of explain the workarounds. Like, yes, you can get BioHealth. Yes, you can get the oat test from this other company. Like, yes,
right.
You can get the doctor's data, and it's just like, yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we need an FAQ for Canadians that we put up.
I think
you know
so.
What I mean?
Because it's not actually, like, they can still do everything. Like, we can
right.
still do everything. We can go to the doctor. We can ask for certain labs. We just need to know what we're talking about so that they order them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or our clients can pay you to get the full panel, but we just have to make it compelling. You know,
mm-hmm.
we can still do it, but, yeah, so then people put that up as, like, a roadblock for not signing up for something, which is...
Right. Really and, like, fun. We have so many
yeah.
good percentage of people in NEPT are from Canada, so you guys are all doing it. You just have to know the workaround. So, yeah, that would be a good document to create, an FAQ for Canadians.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you for doing that. I appreciate that.
Okay.
We are up. I keep hoping. I keep clicking it and hoping we get crossing 90, but we're at 88 right now. So it's exciting.
Okay, well, hopefully this girl signs up. And I'll go 89. Just like 89.
Yeah. Our goal was 200. So we've got till Friday to double it.
You usually do.
All right. So how can we help
so,
you today?
Right. So, okay. So I've changed some stuff around in my launch schedule. But long story short, I'm super broke. I'm totally broke. I have no money at all.
Oh,
I borrowed
no.
money from my parents. We're back here again.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah. And so, but it's been, I've been writing that since like, cause the last launch I did, I think was February.
Oh,
I haven't
yeah.
sold anything since then. And I've been avoiding private clients cause it's just, I'm just overwhelmed right now. And I have all these people coming back to me for the $97 free session. Like, I'm still doing all this just because they're my friends or whatever. So I end up, you know, running 6 or 7 calls every Monday, Tuesday. I'm trying to stick it to Monday, Tuesday, but, like, today I have 4 calls. But so I have 6 or 7 calls.
So you're getting paid $97?
I end up walking away with $200.
Yeah. Wait. Well, how do you get, if you say 6 or 7 calls at $97 each, how are you,
yeah.
how
well,
are you, not, you're not charging
like
some of them?
Yeah. We're getting down to, like, the issue here.
We've got to work on money issues with you
yeah.
here.
Because so,
you have these
yeah,
programs.
Not,
these programs do great. You do these launches. You have this great service. People want you. You could be getting big bucks for your time. What's going on?
Okay, so yeah, I have the client, the 6-month client who signed up a year ago, who like just wasn't able to do things, and she's still suffering with, you know, gas and bloating and H. pylori, and like she'll do stuff, like she'll take the antibiotic for 3 days and then say it made her feel sick, so she can't do it, or she'll take the herbal thing for 3 days and then it made her feel sick. She doesn't want to do the Matula tea because it's too annoying. Like she can't do a fast. She tried one day and then she couldn't do it. And, okay, so we're still working. And that's been a year, so we meet every week.
And she paid you a flat fee for this?
Yes.
Continues to pay. So
yeah,
she paid me
one 6 months. Yeah, and then I just, like, we weren't done yet, and, like, there had been so many roadblocks with her, and I was like, you know what, let's just have a few more calls and see if we can work this out. But now it's a year later, and we're still doing it. And she's the one that yelled at me. I don't know if, well, you probably remember. So there's her, and then there's like, a couple other people in a similar kind of situation, or, you know, taking, like, calls for programs that we did like a year ago that I still owe them a call, and so I'm still working through those.
All right, so what does that teach, first of all? If you offer calls, what do you have to put on there? Time limit.
Put a sunset on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a tough question.
Yeah.
Does the reason that you are struggling with actually charging these people what you're worth have to do with insecurity about your ability to get results?
Yeah. Well, and just like, I don't know. Like, I went to like a band practice last night. I was like, okay, I'm going to go out and do something that I know how to do. And I sat in the back corner and I turned the amp down really low. Okay, I've got like 2 master's degrees in this. Turned the amp down really low, sat there with like my little chart hid behind my thing. He told me to do a solo. I pretended I didn't hear him. Like, seriously?
Seriously. So there's this issue with the not good enough. An insecurity about your skills, even though your skills are there. So where does that come from?
I don't know. And I don't know what to do, but it's costing me literally, like, we ate potatoes the other day because we didn't have groceries. It's not good.
This is not good. Okay, can go out there literally and make a ton of money in a second. Seriously. Okay.
I don't know how, like, I made this list while I was listening to everybody else. I made this list of, like, things that launches I have coming up this year, and I seriously can't think of anything I can do right now to make $100. What can I do right now?
Why don't you relaunch a program?
Relaunch, right, exactly.
Relaunch.
Okay,
you know,
so
Core Reset.
We have Core Reset is in October. So we're launching Core Reset in October, Functional Probiotics in November. Like, we have those 2 coming up.
I have openings for the X number of private coaching clients.
But then I get them on the phone, and I tell them to just use the $97 button.
No. You take the $97 button off your site. We talked about these coaching programs. We spent a bunch of time on them. So that means you don't have your heart into these. But the reason you don't have your heart into doing the private stuff is because you're letting them walk all over you.
Yes.
Okay. So put together a 5-week or 6-week gut program. Say it's got 6 people in it. We know my private time is too, you know, people don't want to pay the full thing, you know, whatever. It's a small group thing. And you take on these many people, and you're going to take them through Core Reset privately.
Yeah.
You could do that. You have the materials, and you just take them through Core Reset privately.
Yeah, okay. I can take them through program privately.
Yeah, privately or small group, right, as opposed to privately. You give them 2 options. You can do this privately with me, and it costs you $3,000. Or you can do it in the small group, and it costs you
$1,500.
And you write to your whole list of people that you have who've already done stuff with you. You can also do the same thing for practitioners, right? You're struggling with tough cases. You can create a mastermind office hours thing that says, hey, bring your tough cases in. I can help you support you, $97 a month.
Yeah. That sounds like something, I mean, that would be easier for me to do. Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I've also got, like, this internal, like, I launch things internally when people finish programs, and I've got this thing called Core Detox, which is a $29.97 program, and I can tell people, like, hey, I've got space in this program. I don't know if you know that I'm doing programs.
Absolutely. Do a webinar. Do a webinar and offer it.
Okay.
You know, email's tougher, but, I mean, if you write to a core group of people that have done stuff with you and have said they want stuff, for sure. You know, we got to get you out in front of other people because you know what you're doing. You're just afraid to charge people for it.
Yeah, it's really messed up.
You need to claim your space here, girl.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we've got to figure out how we're going to offer people that are doing this program with me how, you know, at the right timing in it, how if they want to go deeper with the microbiome that they can get into your what do you call functional probiotics.
Yeah.
Because launches do great, but you have to either do more launches or have some stuff to feed you in between.
Yeah, I think it's the feeding in between. It's like my just my dysfunction with private clients.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to get over it or do you want to avoid private clients? Which do you really want? Think about that.
Well, I need to do both.
Do you want to address first?
I need to.
Do you want to because you can't do both right now. If you just stop doing private clients, you're avoiding the problem, and you're not gonna get yourself comfortable with it. How do you do it? It's like avoiding it.
All I need to avoid is selling things to people privately. I just need to avoid that call. I just need someone to do that call for me. They can take 30%. They can sell me, take 30%, and I will just do the actual work with the person.
Okay.
I could do it that way.
Okay, so you need to find either a company, a group that does those kind of calls. It's already trained. They have a sales staff. They train. They get trained in your programs, and you just send them leads. Or you got to hire somebody who you know has experience with that. You know, another practitioner, somebody who's really good at enrollment conversations to do that for you.
Yeah.
Which is it going to be? Have you looked into firms? I looked into one and they wanted $15,000 up front.
I need someone who knows, like, what I'm doing.
Yeah, somebody who's been through your program. Somebody who's passionate.
Yeah, exactly.
So I saw you posted something on the functional probiotics group. Was that what that was looking for? Because I saw about four people that said, yeah, they'd like to talk to you.
Yeah, so I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that, but then I'm also looking to support them too. So, like, if they're better, like, if they're better suited for, like, so somebody who wants to do, who is just trying to go gluten-free and also is having gut issues, I would want to send them to Diane, right? And so, like, depending on, I've kind of got a system. I've got a plan of a system where they kind of do a little self-assessment program for $97. And then at the end, they get offered a free session sort of thing. But then basically the $97 goes to the session. But they've got, like, all these self-assessments. So they already know where their pain points are. And then they're ready to sign up for a session with somebody. And then they can sign up for that session and then, you know, they can work with whichever practitioner. Like, if they want to work on their liver health, they can contact Jane or whatever. I want to put some packages together. So we each are, like, a bunch of equals and it's all just equal. But for this, like, I really, for me, like, I just need space from that. Like, I think if there are, like, a couple people who have been willing to invest in my services for more than $97, then I will start to believe that that's a normal number. Like, I can't feel into any number that's higher than that because I'm so used to not having money now. Like, I get to this point where, I can't even say $200 out loud.
Can I step in here?
Please.
Yeah, Jane, save me.
Okay, Steph. First of all, I think we need to reinstate our weekly calls. And I'm putting that out there on the table for you, okay? If you can take me up on that or not. And the other thing, I want to get back to the very first question that Dr. Rudemarie asked you about the money issues, because there's something deeper.
Yeah. There's shame about money. It's like I'm a bad person if I take money or something like that.
Yeah. You know, I'm happy to help you with that. Obviously, we're not going to resolve it here on this call, but I'm happy to help you with that if you want help.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, Jane. Thank you.
This is a deeper issue because, honey, you are so flippin' talented.
Yeah.
And your money wealth is literally swirling around you right now, waiting to land.
Yeah.
And there's something it's like a helicopter over your head, and it's just waiting for a platform. And you actually have the platform.
You do.
It's about receiving. And what it is, why is it so hard to receive for you? Because you give and you give and you give.
That's
right. You give a ton. So now I need to work on the other part of it, the part that's nurturing for you and how you receive and how you look at that.
Yep. Yeah. What's coming up?
It's so hard.
Where did it come from? Where did it start? It started somewhere, right? There was some non-deserving that started somewhere. There's some shame around money or some beliefs you learned from your parents, from your church, from whoever you grew up with that said, you know, we do service, self-sacrifice. And if it's not a sacrifice, it's almost like you push it away. You've had success with these programs and you've launched these programs and you've gotten a ton of people in them. But what then, right? You've got these great ideas, the one that you're working on, the program for bringing people in and helping them put together a program. I mean, it's a great idea. When you came to me and said you were going to charge $29.97, I was like, okay, we've come through this, right?
Right.
Steph,
I don't know
if for program. I can do it with programs. Programs
it's the one-on-one. It's the one-on-one.
It's the one-on-one.
Yeah. Because you're getting too close to people and you're getting in their pain and you're becoming empathetic instead of compassionate. Do you know what I mean? Do you know the difference? You're feeling their pain and you want to fix them. And you want to have to charge for it because that adds to their pain, and you feel like you're adding to their pain because you're making them pay, so you just want to give it to them.
Okay, this is exactly what it is. This is exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Paying me money is going to hurt you.
Yes.
Like, so I don't want to hurt you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So how can you switch that off?
I don't know. I think it's connected to the whole thing where, like, when Maura had a coconut allergy, I had a coconut allergy. And when Jane told me about her chocolate freaking allergy, I'm still allergic to freaking chocolate now. But
okay,
it's like
so
I just want to absorb everybody else's, like.
Jane can help you because a lot of the stuff she talked about at the retreat, if you remember, was not allowing that energy of them in. And as soon as you let their energy, as soon as you become empathetic rather than compassionate, you can't help them anymore. Because you're just commiserating with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to say hard things to people and say, look, you paid me a bunch of money. We're coming to the end of this money. I'd like to continue, and I'm willing to continue for another couple of visits, but you've got to be willing to do the things I'm asking you to do.
Right.
You've got to have those tough conversations with folks. It's not easy. But you're helping them more. I used to sit with these people and I'd let them go on for 2 hours about all this stuff and I'd be, I wasn't helping them. I wasn't helping them until I could just cut through and say, wait a minute. Don't, you know, let me stop you there. This isn't helping.
Right.
You've got to maintain
that. I can do that. Just when it comes to the money.
Okay, so somebody else is going to either handle the money while you're working on your being able to receive it. And I get it. I hear it. I would go, it's $75 for a half an hour, but we just spent 3 hours together, so it's $75 anyway. I used to do the same thing, so I know. I totally know. Okay, you've gotta get your value. And I think part of it is an energy thing. And maybe Jane can help you with that or learning some techniques with, because I think if you're saying you're just picking this stuff up, then that's gonna keep you from doing your best work and getting paid for your best work. They get it right away. They get it. And it's really interesting because when I shifted that internally for me, I would have people calling me at 11 o'clock at night, well, what vitamin C should I take? And what da-da-da-da? And that, now they like wouldn't even dream of calling me.
Yeah. I don't know. I text you in the middle of the night sometimes.
No, it's different. We have that relationship here. that's different. Yeah. But I'm saying that people in these general programs, I'm not saying people who are in a high-end program like this. I'm talking about people in the $200 programs.
Yeah.
We make the boundaries really clear. No, you don't. No, they don't have that right.
Yeah.
The texting in the middle of the night is the $5,000 program. The you come to calls and I answer your questions on calls is the $200 program. And you've got to be really clear about that. And when you write it down, and one of my first steps in doing that was writing it down. So I would offer somebody a program and I'd say, I have two ways we could do it. This is after a strategy session. And I'd have them pay me like $97 or whatever for that session. And I'd say, we can continue to work together, but I only work in group, and sign up for a program. So we can either do a three-session program or we can do the comprehensive VIP level program. In the three-session program, we have three sessions, right? You come, you ask questions. And I didn't say what was not included. I just said, you come to the calls, you come to the in-person stuff, we do our thing. Now, if you sign up for this VIP version, here's what's going to happen. You get the calls. You also get X number of opportunities to text me in between for an emergency, urgent right. needs in between. We get up to three of these in this time period. We also have a couple of extra, like keep them in your back pocket and use them when you need them calls. Or you have a once a month, that then I got down to, you have a once a month, use it or lose it, emergency call.
Right.
So you be real clear. So then if they know they paid for the three sessions, they couldn't call me in between because they knew they did. They turned that down. They knew about it and they said no to it. Where if it's unspoken, right. then they just think they have you and they own you.
Right. One of the people, can I
say, yeah.
So one of the people, someone at Spring to Vitality signed up for Grand VIP.
Yep. Oh, great.
And, yeah, totally. So,
well, we got to pay you for that. So bill me for it. There, you
no,
got some groceries.
Scott already did.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Scott already did. But she's been like, she'll send me like 3-4 emails. And like, because I accidentally used my personal email address to send a follow-up from our first call. So we've had two out of our three calls. And so after the first call, she had my email address. And she's just been sending me emails, like, all the time. Like, I'm in the store. I need to know about the magnesium ASAP. You know, and I kind of already Ooh. Told her, like, what kind of magnesium. She could just look at the label and, you know. And I don't like when people say ASAP to me. Because
no.
to me that means, like, right fucking away.
You're my slave.
Maybe
on
she
demand,
just meant as
right.
soon as. As soon as you can.
As you can, yeah.
But to me, it sounded like, do it now.
Well, that sounds to me like we need to be more clear with the people that sign up for that program as to what's included and what's not included. Yep.
Right.
And, but as soon as you breach that, they start. I've had people, who've written to our ERC at dremery.com, which comes to me in my coaching, and I have to refrain from responding to it and allow Lynn or somebody else to respond to it and allow them to know you only do that to send your labs when it's for a call. Because if I respond, then the next thing you know, they're writing me back and forth. So it's keeping up your boundaries. And if you are going to break through a boundary and say, hey, I'm going to answer this one, but generally that's not included in this program. And maybe we create a third level of VIP. VIP and diamond or whatever, which includes unlimited. My diamonds, I include unlimited email. I include unlimited. They pay me a lot of money for that. Right. And most of them don't use it. They respect it. But if they need to, they do. And I had somebody last year who used it a lot. But it's okay because the ones, you know, and I built that in.
Right.
Okay? So those are the ways that you do it. You create your levels of program, and you're really clear at what level they're at. Same thing with Core Reset. When you relaunch it, offer Core Reset and Core Reset VIP.
Yeah.
So it's really clear the difference, and people have, they get to choose.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. But this is a deep thing. This, because when you just said about your guitar, this goes deeper than just this health thing.
Exactly. But I didn't really get that until last night. I was like, oh, I have a problem here.
Yeah.
It's taking up space.
So what tools do you have at your disposal for helping you to own that? To stop playing so small?
I don't know. I think I'm just in the phase of recognizing that this is a thing.
Right.
But other than that, I'm gonna need some tools. I don't
yes.
think this is like a thing I can just make go away.
No. You need to work at it. And Jane, if you have any tools you can offer or anybody else has any suggestions as to ways to work through this. I mean, I know for me it was just a lot of just catching myself and going, you know, biting my tongue when I went to say, yeah, just call me anytime about that, various things. And even, you know, the people that write me on Facebook and say, oh, they private message me and say, hey, I have this issue. And they write me this long thing. And then, what do you think? And I won't read it. I'll just write back and say, contact, go here and sign up for a consultation.
Right. Yeah, people Facebook message me all the time, too.
Yeah, and you have to have a standard reply. Standard reply, Steph. Those are great questions. Just have it copied in text, and you go, those are awesome questions, and I cover them in my X program. You need to name your private coaching programs, too. Or either I cover it in my Core Reset program, go check it out here. Or that's a great question. I cover it in my, you know, whatever blah, blah, blah strategy session. Go here to find out more.
Right.
And you just have two or three or four of those that send them to a resource that you already have that's a paid resource. You don't call the plumber and say, can you tell me how to fix this wire? You say, hey, I need a plumber. Will you come out and look at this? And I know I'm going to pay you $95 just to walk in the door and probably another $300 or $400 to fix it.
But they know me, right? Like I met them at whatever event or
yes, they know you.
To them on whatever call, like
that's
they know
great.
Me.
They know me
know
too.
Them.
They know me too, right?
Right.
And they want to tell me their life story. And I have to say, as much as my heartstrings go, oh, I want to help. I have to say, I can't help them and feed my family. I can't help them for free and also feed my family. And also make inroads into this world where my big mission is. I can't do that unless they're paying me. As every penny I make goes back into the business, with the exception of the food on my table, to make it, to get it out there.
Yeah.
And just think, every time you're giving to that one person, what you're taking away from probably hundreds of others. Because it's taking up your time, it's taking up your energy, you're not getting paid for it, and you can't reach more people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't exchange what you want most for what you want in the moment. And in that moment, you just want, you want them to like you. You want to be able to help. You don't want to add to their pain.
Right.
But that same person who you don't want to add to their pain by making them pay you, find out how much they're spending on their nails and their hair and the various and sundry activities that they do in their life.
Yeah.
Right? You go to the haircut. I set up a haircut appointment. It's $79. I had to prepay it. And you're charging them $97 for 6 months of health coaching, and this lady gets $79 to cut my hair? There's a disconnect for me there, Steph. Value. 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 Right?
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think a big part of it is putting up the energetic, not so much shield, I forget the terminology that, Jane, forgive me, the tech terminology you used, but that energetic, not taking in their energy, but being with them and being able to help them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody else have anything to say, to add to that, or to suggest, or if not, we'll go around and just kind of wrap up.
I'm hoping to get in touch with Steph and connect one-on-one later, because I do think I have some stuff that I can work with her on some of this. We can just talk about it and work it out privately, but I do have a simple protection technique that I can, you know, show her on video. I'm hoping to actually film a video so I can post it, you know, for everybody, but I
right.
just need to make sure I can get the camera to get enough of me in the picture, because it's got to be more than just, like, you know, a headshot. So,
okay. That's
but,
great.
Yeah, but I have some tools, and I'm happy to work with Steph, you know, one-on-one. We've been working so much one-on-one that, you know, I think we pretty much just trade services at this point.
That's the way, yeah, it ends up being. Thank you. Thank you for
no
that.
Worries.
All right. So you want to just go around and just, like, one takeaway and one, I know you all have launches and things you're working on, but one takeaway, and it may not be a specific action that you're going to do, but it's just something that you're walking away from this with. So let's start with Jane.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
That to be honest, my launch, it doesn't matter to me at all. What matters to me is the group. In the community, and to hear you, Steph, go through that much pain.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh. Honey, you know, reach out.
Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Allison, did you have something? Oops, you're on break.
Oh,
there we go. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead,
I'm so grateful to you, Rita Marie, because you've walked this walk before us, and we're all in the same place. We're all feeling inadequate and unable to ask for the right amount of money and our limiting beliefs. And it is an awesome community, and we're an awesome group to support each other. I love you all.
Thank you. Anything more to add, Diane?
Pretty much what Allison just said. I think we are all going through this. I'm with Jane on one level. It's like the success or failure of the launch in one sense means nothing to me. It's not important. What is important is all of us working together and helping each other, because I cannot think of another soul I know. I've been through all of Steph's programs since Core Reset, and I have not met anyone who gives as much to the people in those programs as I have seen her give. And to know what it's costing her both psychically and financially, it breaks my heart, because I can't think of anybody who deserves not just the success, but the fruit of that success more than, I mean, she has been an example to all of us with what she has accomplished since working with you. It's like these programs and her gifts. And I just want to be part of the solution to help get through that.
Yeah.
So
we all are part of that solution. Yeah. We all are part of that solution. And I think that, you're on a precipice here, and that is you're scared of success and there's something that's holding you back. And you know Marianne Williams, right? The biggest fear is not of failure, it's of success. And so you're so scared of success that you're thwarting it. You know, and in what some ways you're going out there and you're being massively successful at certain things, but then, you know, in your programs and all, and see the reputation you've developed, but there's something really deep, this little wounded child piece that's so scared of success that you're sabotaging yourself. And if for the time being not doing any of the one-on-ones is a solution, then that's a solution while we create a system for you. And a way to be able to do it, because I know you're good at it, or to do it in small groups. You're going to have tremendous, as you guys have seen, right, in your small groups with ERC, there's tremendous value in having a small group together and having them each pay less and you not being just in the one-person space. You tend to hold your space a lot better with group. Steph, anything else you want to add, say?
Yeah, well, I got a lot of everybody's talk because everybody's doing their own separate launches. And just in terms of, like, wording, I really like the word toolkit. I think I'm going to steal that word.
Mm-hmm.
But really, from this group, like, there's just so much of this personal growth for every single level of this stuff that we're going through.
Absolutely.
It's really great. That we are all so similar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Support. I really, really appreciate it.
Yes. So I'm just going to add one last thing here. I think it's just interesting and ironic how Steph was calling me on charging too little for my program last week in light of our just discussion. But the other thing I want to say is that I go through similar things still. And I will say that this group is part of that, right? We started this group and, you know, everybody got some number of coaching sessions. And I'm like, I don't even know how many coaching sessions you've had, but I don't want to end it. And I don't want to ask you for more money to keep going with it. So this is my core inaugural group and we're just kind of floating along. And we will, you know, at some point get to that point where I go, okay, let's just do something here and like make it an ongoing thing. But there's part of me is like, I don't care if I get another cent out of anybody in this group. I just want to keep this relationship going and see you guys out there being successful. So we all have that. But for me, this is a small piece, right? And I'm not starving as a result of not saying, okay, we've had our 12 sessions. Let's sign up for another 12 sessions. So it's not a big deal. For you, it is a big deal, right? For me, I can say, yeah, this is my group, right? We're just going to keep doing this. But for you, you can't do that. Not now. You can someday when you've got the steady income. When you get some of these launches on an evergreen status so you're not just only making money doing launches. So I just want you to know that it's not unique to be in that situation. Look at what I packed into this program I'm offering to try to get people in, you know, and part of that comes from, well, they won't pay any more than that. And part of it comes from, you know, the wanting to help. So we're all in that situation. It just depends. Yeah.
Rooker came running up the stairs because he was watching it downstairs. I was watching it upstairs. He comes running up the stairs. He's like, Steph, they forgot like a decimal place. Like they did it wrong. They made a mistake. Steph, read Marie right now. I'm like, no, he's just like, seriously, he was really like that. And
right.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm making it up in volume. My goal is still to get 200 people in that program. Okay. But the point is that it's not that it ever, like you said, it never goes away, really. It's just how you utilize it. And when it gets in the way of you being functional in your life, then you've got to do something about it. when it's just like, okay, so I can make a few extra $1,000 to do this, big deal. I'll make it up somewhere else. I'll sell 10 extra people into this other program instead. Right? I want you to get to that point. And I know, and you, we can have a conversation about this as to let's, what can you get money on the table right now? You have ways to get money on the table immediately. And if you're not seeing them, then let's talk because we have to get to close this call. And I will help you craft an email and I will help you craft whatever to be able to get yourself like an extra $5,000 in the door in no time at all. Okay. Do you ever hear of the 4-day cash machine?
I have heard of that.
Okay. The first time I tried it, I made $3,500 on a course I could not even sell elsewhere. Otherwise, couldn't even figure out how to sell the thing. I tried, sold 100 copies of it for $35, made $3,500. Said, oh, this worked. The next time we did it, we made like $7,500. The next time we did it, we made $15,000 in 4 days. Okay? And this was stuff that I had that was just sitting on my website doing nothing that we bundled together, and we did this 4-day cash machine, and we made a ton of money. You can do that, and I can help you do that because you have enough shit to put together to do it. Okay? And you're not going to be asking anybody for a lot of money. You're just going to be asking them for under 50 bucks each. Okay?
Great.
All right. thank you, guys. And thank you for all being so vulnerable and for being connected and to just, this is a great group. And I love you all a lot.
Thank
go
you.
Out there and bang up with your launches. Just keep sending me copy, and I'll keep sending it back. And as long as you don't mind me putting the red marks through it and telling you what to change, I'll keep looking at it. I want this to be good. All right?
Thank you.
All right.
All right. You're welcome.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.